I'm Alessandra White, and welcome back to Maybe It's Just Me. I've been doing a lot of different kinds of creative work with a lot of different people in different time zones all around the world through 6 time zones, but just in a single hour. So what is my first cup of coffee? It's Andy Sporing's cup of tea in the afternoon with a biscuit. And what he means by biscuit and what I mean by biscuit may not necessarily be the same thing. There's another thing that we do that is particular to musicians or music editors or some of that ilk. We do a lab every day online that's called Practice Not Perfect. Because screw Carnegie Hall, we just want to get back to it, right? So it's Practice Not Perfect. Today, a new Hivian, her name is, I kid you not, this is so good, Zen Pig. Can you believe that Zen Pig was still available? Zen Pig plays clarinet, and she's come back to it after a long time, and she's wicked good. And she's playing in this very cool church in Pennsylvania with her brother, who is the choir director. They hadn't played together in a couple of lifetimes. And now here they are, and she is the cutest thing. Sounds so good. And she is pulling talent out of God knows where to pull that off. It is amazing. Let me tell you what she did today. Rochelle played a medieval piece, something that sounds along the lines of Palestrina and the Dissonance. If you were so lucky or unlucky to spend time in a music conservatory or in the music halls, what have you. So we're talking that Elizabethan sound, right? And there's no waltz in that. Like, it is just a 1-1-1-1-1 kind of beat structure. And she is just playing the smoke out of that thing. And we're just doing it on Zoom. And I've got tears going. I've got hair standing up on my arms. It was just lovely. There's a post that I put in on a Leo thread where you can see the four of us, Rochelle playing, Greg's Cloud, Bitter Irony, and me all listening to her. And you can just tell that we are into it. We are into her. We are into the creativity. So what does all of that tell you about what the topic is today? The topic today I give you here at the end is don't go it alone. You literally can do something you've never done in your whole life, or you can come back to something creative that you've not done or a really long time. And even if you are a soloist or a composer, you don't have to go it alone, because we design these spaces to be the encouragement for community, the community that can just listen to you play a little ditty to say, I don't know, what do you think? Does this hold water? I went with a friend of mine, Joanne Alfieri. I know her from New England, and we met in London so that we could see this exhibition together. And it was the exhibition of the Rolling Stones. And what I loved about that exhibition is it was just like going back in this time, or that time, or another time in this part of the world, or another part of the world. One of the first bits of the exhibition is we walk into the recreated Chelsea flat where they all lived. We call that living. On the far wall was this built out flat. I mean, you could almost smell the dirty clothes. The rule of the house was this: you could sleep any time that you wanted, but if Mick was up, you were up. The muse can alight and then go away. And you need witness to that. Don't go it alone. There are people who love you more than they can express, but they can hold space for you while you have your creativity, while you make a brain baby. There we are, folks. This has been Maybe It's Just Me.